Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, almost. Stockyard City Main Street invites you for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade coming up on Saturday, December the 3rd. The festivities kick off at 10 a.m. with the Longhorns leading the parade. Also included will be equestrian groups, marching bands, antique cars, and of course, the famous Cowboy Santa. Following the parade, you can even get your picture made with Cowboy Santa. So come see us in the Stockyards December the 3rd for the annual Cowboy Christmas Parade.
Well, we had an eventful Sunday night open on the grain futures market, and then that drove some of the cattle moves today. But the cattle had a pretty eventful Monday. Now, it looks like we're going to finish slightly lower on the feeder cattle, down 25 in November at 177.62. The January is 92 lower. The March is a dollar lower. April is 95 lower. But at one point today, we were about another $1.20 or so lower, just over $2 lower at one point mid-morning. So they did bounce back, which was a nice rally back. The live cattle were down two today. The October's expired, of course, and they expired down $3.60 at 146.77. I think that, you know, on the last trading day, you get into these weird moves where there's so many people wanting to deliver and so many people wanting to take delivery. So you can get some unexplainable moves, and I think that's what we had today with the live cattle down as much as they were. Last week, the cash trade was 150. So just interesting to note there. December live cattle, though, were only down 52 at 152.47. The February is 50 lower. April's about 15 lower. And then lean hog, steady overall. We were down $1.17 in December, 84.92. The February's down 40 at 88.45. But April's up 90 at 93.60.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Today's grain trade was driven by one main factor, and the Russians have suspended the Black Sea Agreement, the Black Sea Corridor, to allow Ukrainian grain to be shipped through the Black Sea. And they're not, they just made a statement this afternoon that they're not able to ensure the safety of the ships. After the Ukrainians, with some water drones attacked some Russian ships in the Ukrainian port. So still going back and forth. And on that news last night, we opened up sharply higher, especially in the wheat last night, and we finished higher today. But the Kansas City December was 53 and three quarters higher at 978 and three quarters. July next year at 43 at 962. Now this rally in the Kansas City wheat comes at the same time we're getting rainfall and more rainfall forecasted in Oklahoma in the winter wheat belt. So I think that this could be an opportunity. Hopefully this Russian deal, you know, kind of maybe get sorted out. It doesn't look like we're anywhere close, but I thought the grain deal was sorted out there for a while. So hopefully we can come back around. But it was up sharply. The beans are up 17 to 19, corn up 9 to 10. Cotton continues to grind lower. Cotton was down 11 in December at 72. Cents. Currently the Dow Jones and the equities, Dow's down about 130, S&P's down about 30.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.